The Packers NFC North division title hopes took a big hit with Saturday's 22-16 overtime loss to the Bears in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Caleb Williams threw a 46-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore in overtime to give the Bears the win and split at the season series. Packers moved the ball but finished 0-for-5 in the red zone. Guard Aaron Banks.
Same thing for us is what we have one touchdown today. We got to score touchdowns. And I think if we score touchdowns on the first drive, we went down and went for it and didn't kick the field goal. And, that's 3 points there. But we had, three, four field goals. And, we just got to score in the red zone. And I think it's not even close at the end of the game.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur.
That certainly is problematic. That's two games in a row, I want to say, that we haven't been very good down there. So we got to look at what we're asking our guys to do and how we can go out there and execute a little bit better.
Bears clinched the playoff spot with Detroit's loss to Pittsburgh yesterday. The Packers will head into this Saturday's home game against Baltimore with their quarterback Jordan Love in the concussion protocol and their backup Malik Willis dealing with a sore shoulder. Baltimore's quarterback Lamar Jackson left yesterday's loss to New England with a back injury. The Ravens mathematically still live in the AFC playoff race. Jackson's status for Saturday night's game up in the air. College football, UW River Falls knocked off Johns Hopkins in the NCAA Division III National Semifinals 48-41, clinching a spot in the program's first ever trip to the national championship. They'll take on North Central Illinois on January 4th in Canton, Ohio. Bucks blew a 16-point third quarter lead, fell to Minnesota 103-100. In NBA action last night, Kevin Porter Jr., 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Bucks in the loss. College basketball, the Badgers will play host to Central Michigan tonight. Last night, Milwaukee knocked off Cleveland State 81-71. The Badger women beat IU Indy 81-72. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.